Hi, I'm Barry Donovan, and welcome to First Impression Warrior, where we share tips, insights, and advice on creating and maintaining a positive first and lasting impression, as well as discuss marketing in today's ever-changing business environment. In today's podcast, we're going to hit on item number 7 of our 10-part series on nailing your first impression. Today, we're going to talk about being confident to increase your chances of nailing that first impression. Confidence is very, very important. So confidence can be described as a belief in yourself and your ability. Pretty simple. Belief in yourself and a belief in your ability to succeed. Now, the trick is to present yourself so you come across somewhere between extremely confident or cocky, as some people call it, and not confident at all. So somewhere in the middle there is where you want to fall. So what does confidence have to do with a first impression? Well, according to Amy Cuddy, a Harvard Business School social psychologist who has extensively studied first impressions, her research shows that two traits alone account for 80 to 90% of first impressions. Take a guess what one of those traits is. Yes, confidence. The other is trustworthiness. And we'll talk about that in another podcast. So self-confidence is extremely important in both personal and our business lives. Yet so many people struggle to find it. Unfortunately, people who lack self-confidence can find it very difficult to become successful. So what can we do to appear more confident and to feel more confident? If you've listened to some of my previous podcasts in this series, the following suggestions may sound familiar to you. So in no particular order, first and foremost, when you're, and this goes for networking or when you first meet somebody, or you're in a group of people mixing and mingling, okay? So in the first, maintain eye contact. Look the person you're talking to in the eye, okay? This does two things. One, it shows you're listening and you're attentive. And two, it conveys confidence. You're looking at them in the eye. You're not getting squirrely or squirming and looking off in different directions. You're focused on them, and that conveys confidence. Two, have good posture. Body language is important. So lean toward the person you're meeting. Okay, convey you're warm and caring, and you're interested. Also, stand upright. Don't slouch over. Nod your head in agreement when a person's speaking, and don't interrupt them. Listen first and foremost. Just by listening, paying attention, and leaning in a little bit, and giving the old nod, that conveys confidence, and it also conveys that you're paying attention again. Number 3, a firm grip. When shaking hands, make it a firm, not too firm. Don't be that crazy guy who wants to squish the other person's hand, but make it a nice firm handshake. And don't do the totally opposite of the crazy guy who wants to squish the hand. Don't do a cold fish and just hold your hand out there and it's just hanging there. Put a little firmness into it. And the other thing is, don't use both hands when you shake hands. Don't shake hands with one hand and then take your other hand and put it on the hands. Don't do that. 4, dress for success. Quite simply, dress appropriately for the occasion. If you're dressed appropriately and you feel confident in your clothing, it's going to be conveyed. Pretty simple. 5, hygiene. Be groomed nicely, okay? It goes without saying. Shower or bathe before you attend an activity. Use deodorant. And generally speaking, look your best. If you want to listen to the previous podcast on hygiene, I go much more in depth on the subject of hygiene. 6, smile. Show those pearly whites. Everyone feels better when they smile. And it's very, very contagious. Just try it. Just sit there right now and smile. You can't help but to feel better. 7, be upbeat and positive. If you have a high energy level, it can't help but be contagious, okay? Don't talk about others in a negative manner. Don't get caught up in gossip, okay? That just reflects poorly on you anyways. And genuinely be interested in what the person has to say. If you know your business and the ins and outs of your products and services cold, you have nothing to be nervous about. When you're nervous, that conveys that you're not confident. So, you're an expert in your field. If you're not, you better get there and do the put in the work to become an expert in your field. And once you know your products and services and your subject matter cold, you will come across as confident and knowledgeable. Okay, so let's recap the 8 items we just talked about. 1, maintain good eye contact. 2, have good posture. Your body language is very important. 3, a nice firm handshake. 4, dress for success. Dress appropriately for the occasion. 5, be nicely groomed, cleaned up, deodorant, hygiene is important. 6, smile, show those pearly whites. 7, be upbeat and positive. 8, know your subject matter cold. Remember, confident people inspire confidence in others, their audience, their peers, their bosses, their clients, and their friends. So, gaining the confidence of others is just one of the key ways in which you can become a self-confident person and find success. Thankfully, self-confidence can be learned and built on. So, use the 8 suggestions I discussed and build that confident appearance you need to succeed. Trust me, it'll be well worth it. Until next time, thanks for listening. If you found our podcast of value, please share it with your friends and colleagues, and please, please rate and review it on iTunes or the Google Play Store. To learn more about our marketing tool that helps you create a great first impression and sets you apart from the crowd, please visit businesscard.com. That's V as in Victor, ISNESSCARD.com. Until next time, make it a great first impression.